Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
It's Tuesday Truth Day. Well, that's what I call it on my Facebook community, which I'll put a link here in case any of you people are on Facebook and want to become a member of this exclusive group where we're just honest, vulnerable, and pray for each other and love each other. It's a great place. And I have a post every Tuesday, Tuesday Truth Day. So what's going on in your life? Let's be honest. Let's help each other out. Let's pick each other up. Let's share the beauty. Let's share the awesomeness in someone's day. You know, it doesn't have to be all whining and complaining because that's not what we want. We just want to get the truth out, get it out there in the light so that God can come and shine his joy on it and get on with the day. So here's my Truth Day morning. I woke up, normal time, didn't sleep in, but man, I don't think we've seen the sun much here in the Midwest in this winter season. So it's been a little bit on the mopey, depressing side. It was rainy yesterday, and you know how those days kind of make you lackluster and you don't have a whole lot of energy and motivation to do much? Well, that was me. I literally didn't even want to get in the shower. I'm like, man, I don't even want to wash my hair. And then I'm like, oh yeah, it's Tuesday Truth Day. Well, I'm just going to share with the community what I'm feeling. And as I was typing, as I was sharing with everyone how I didn't even want to shower, God put this stirring of the Holy Spirit in me. And all of a sudden, I heard in my heart, these people look to you to have positivity and joy and picking yourself up from the days that you're not really feeling it. So all of a sudden, as I was typing, I felt this joy coming over me. I didn't know what to do. I was like, are you kidding me? This is awesome. And I shared it with everyone like, hey, everyone, as I'm typing this, I'm feeling God stirring up in me. And then I watched the USCCB video gospel reflection, which was hilarious because the gospel today was all about the apostles in the boat with Jesus. They had one loaf of bread and they're all like, ooh, we only have one loaf, man. Who's going to, you know, there's 13 of us here. How are we all going to eat this? And Jesus is like, are you kidding me? Don't you remember when we only had 12 loaves or I don't know, what was it? 5 loaves, 3 fish, made it into 12 bushel baskets that you picked up fragments. And the other time we brought in 7 baskets. Like, just share what you have. The little that you have to give. Stop being so, he called it, belly button gazing. And so I laughed. I said, God, you speak to me in the craziest and funniest ways. Don't be looking inward on how mopey and tired I am. Pull up out of my toes the joy of God and get out there, regardless, for other people. Share what I have done in your life. share the happiness and the gratitude that you're vertical and you're caffeinated. I had my coffee this morning. What is to complain about, really? God gave me faith. I look at my life before God found me, and oh my goodness, I can't even dream of living like that again. It was horrible. Constant worry, constant fear, constant comparison, always looking over my shoulder. It was horrible. So what do I have to share with everyone? The love, the peace, the joy that only God can give. So I am on fire right now. My hair is blow dried. I still have to curl it, still have to get out there, but I have a different mindset, right? Share the little you have. Even if you're not feeling it, go to God and say, God, I want to be your light today. Every single day, we need to be the light to this dark, angry, frustrating world. And God expects that out of us. By the way, so do other people. Think about it. Well, I kind of thought about it. But if you're a part of a community where you're like, hey, that Kendra chick helps me, you know, be positive, to pray more, to go to God when I'm not feeling it, when I'm feeling despair, turn and run to Him, when I've fallen, when I'm tempted, and when things are awesome, how much kind of a bummer would it be for me to be like, yeah, I don't feel so. But I was being honest, right? I don't feel it today, man. I don't even want to shower. I'm just feeling lazy. But that's what we're here for. So you are probably that person to someone in your day, and you don't even know it. Maybe you go to work, and that one person is so happy to see you because you're smiling, you're positive, you're shining the light of God out there. And you may not have a clue. I'll share with you one short story. I was in the early part of my journey and I was feeling this joy. I didn't know what it was. All I knew is I woke up every day on this high that didn't come from pot. It was beyond my addiction. And I was like, this is so amazing. And I was going to Starbucks and my mind took over the matter, right? Every single day I would go to Starbucks, I would buy this cup of coffee, and this woman would be behind the register, mopey, frowny, frumpy. And, you know, there was one day where I just said, you know what? Why am I even smiling at her or asking her how her day is? She never says anything back. She never says have a good, nothing. So, you know what? Forget this. I'm not going to do it anymore. So I decided the next day I was just going to order my coffee, go fill it with my cinnamon, and get out of there. So I did. And as I'm over by the little section where you put your creamer and all that stuff in there, she comes up behind me, scared the living daylights out of me, to be honest with you. I was like, because you're just expecting to be there by yourself. Nobody talks to anybody anymore. And she says to me, are you okay? And I looked at her and I said, yeah, why? And she's like, well, you didn't come with your bubbly self and your smiling self asking me how my day was. And I just thought something was wrong. I have to say that you brighten my day every day. And I always feel better when you leave because of your happiness and your joy. And I said, no way. And she's like, yeah, I'm really going through a tough time. My father is battling cancer. And do you know how horrible I felt? I was inwardly belly button gazing at my own self. Like I should be joyful to somebody else in order to get something back. I should love this other person in order to receive some love back. And that is not what it's all about. So you better believe I don't take for granted a moment that I can be happy, joyful, caring, kind, and generous to someone, because you don't have a clue what your impact is on the person, and you may never know. You may get up to heaven and that person comes running to you and says, that day that you smiled at me at the gas station turned my life around. So let's go dial up the love, dial up the joy. If you're not feeling it, you know what I say, fake it till you make it. Just get that smile on your face and go to God in a genuine way and say, you know what, Lord, I want to be giving what little I have today, the one loaf of bread. I want to not be belly button gazing. I want to pull my head up and look out into the world and see where can I shine your love. All right, everyone, get out there, smile. Be joy-filled. Put Jesus on and spread the light. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zimak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.